Welcome to Reach the Peak, your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. In this session, we will delve into the fourth hikmah, i.e. short, wise quote of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha of Sayyid al-Sharif al-Radi. Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, said, وَنِعْمَ الْقَرِينُ الرِّضَى الْعِلْمُ وَرَاثَةٌ كَرِيمًا وَالْآدَابُ هُلَلٌ مُجَدَّدًا وَالْفِكْرُ مِرْآةٌ صَافِيَةٌ. The best companion is contentment with Allah's will. Knowledge is the noblest heritage. Good manners are ever fresh and unfading adornments. And thinking is a clear mirror. In this hikmah, Imam alayhi salam is pointing out four attributes that their acquirement is essential for whoever wants to improve spiritually and mentally. In the first part, where he alayhi salam says, وَنِعْمَ الْقَرِينُ الرِّضَى, the best companion is contentment with Allah's will. When we observe the word al-qareen, we realize that it has been repeated in Nahjul Balagha twice. And the second time that it has been used is in Hikmah 109, where Imam alayhi salam says, La qareena ka husn al-khulq, meaning that there is no companion better than good ethics. So when we are accompanied by a good person, we feel good. Their companionship distresses us and makes us feel happy. And when we are away from our good friend, it is like we are stressed and uncomfortable. We have a Persian poem that says, Pursidam as tabibi ahwal dost gufta fi bu'adha azabun fi qurbaha salama. Meaning, I asked a doctor about the friend's status and he said, away from him is torment and near to him is health. Therefore, we should appreciate the friends who bring us tranquility. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not placed tranquility in wealth and power, but in good morals and being content. But content with what? Of course, be content with Allah's contentment, and it means with Allah's will and predestination. And indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want us to be miserable or occupied with unimportant things. In Hikmah 39, Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, said, لا قربة بالنوافل إذا أضرت بالفرائض. Extra worship cannot bring about nearness to Allah if it hampers the obligatory. Meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not content with the less important or recommended affairs which harm the greater priorities. In another Hikmah 349, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَمَنْ رَضِيَ بِرِزْقِ اللَّهِ لَمْ يَحْزَنْ عَلَى مَا فَاتَهُ. He who feels happy with the livelihood which Allah provides him with does not grieve over what he misses. So of course, contentment about what Allah has provided brings you comfort and tranquility, but there is an issue that we must address, and that is the fact that our own laziness and lack of effort has nothing to do with Allah's will. Hikmah 78 says, when Imam Ali was returning from Siffin, someone asked him, was our going to fight destined by Allah? Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, gave a detailed reply, a selection from which is, woe to you, you take it as a final and unavoidable destiny, according to which we are bound to act. If it were so, there would have been no question of reward or chastisement, and there would have been no sense in Allah's promises or warnings. On the other hand, Allah the Glorified has ordered people to act by free will and has cautioned them and warned them against evil. He has placed easy obligations on them and has not put heavy obligations. He gives them much reward in return for little action. He is disobeyed not because he is overpowered. He is obeyed, but not by force. He did not send prophets just for fun. He did not send down the book for the people without purpose. He did not create the skies the earth, and all that is in between them in vain. That is the imagination of those who disbelieve. Then woe to those who disbelieve because of the fire. Therefore, we must be very careful how we address our affairs in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our contentment must be accompanied by hard effort and sacrifices for Allah's cause. And that contentment and good ethics will bring us happiness, and keep in mind that Allah does not want misery and stagnation for us. And this was your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. So reach the peak wherever you are.